Trouble is brewing in the system for handling immigration cases, and the recent influx of children from Central America appears to be adding to the problem. As of August, more than 1,000 cases were pending in Oklahoma, and it was taking about 611 days per case to get a hearing. About 685 of those cases involved Mexican immigrants, but close to 300 came from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Attorney Melissa Lujan, whose legal practice is handling immigration cases, says those statistics track with her experience. But those numbers don't represent the most frustrating experience for her, other attorneys, and their immigrant clients. That came last month when the Department of Justice closed the Immigration Hearing Center in Oklahoma City, which is part of the Dallas region. Lujan said closure of the facility is closing down the process for the immigrant community, not to mention the costs in money and time of having to travel to Dallas. Clients with a morning hearing must leave Oklahoma the night before or at 3 a.m. or so, Lujan says. That also means that clients, their family members, and witnesses must often lose a day's work. Until last October, a judge came to Oklahoma City twice a month. After that stopped, for a time, hearings were held via video or teleconference. But even that was eliminated in mid-August. This year, the immigration legal community, congressional delegation, and others are once again working to resolve the problem. The flood of immigrants, mainly children, from Central America this year has made things worse, particularly for adult clients, Lujan said. Normally, she's in immigration court almost on a daily basis, but has been to court very little since August, a rarity. Lujan said scheduled hearings keep getting bumped for 6 months or even 2 years because of having to address the children's needs. She said an immigration judge told her the courts are required to get juveniles to a hearing within 21 days from when they receive a notice to appear. The only way to accomplish that is to pretty much clear all the other dockets, Lujan said. You're going to have people in removal proceedings for 4 to 6 years instead of 2 to 3, which was kind of the norm before. Recently, immigration judge Dana Lee Marks, president of the National Association of Immigration Judges, said immigration courts are, quote, the forgotten stepchild, unquote, when it comes to funding. Lack of adequate funds mean judges must delay cases while at the same time being pushed to accelerate the juvenile cases, she said. In a July letter to U.S. Senate leaders, Mark said there are only 228 full-time judges to handle a nationwide caseload of 375,000 cases, with an average time to decision of 587 days. Mark wrote, "If the general needs of our entire caseload are sacrificed to address the short-term crisis, we feel that the overall reputation of the immigration court system will be damaged unnecessarily and irreparably." I am Marie Price with the Journal Record.